saves his country does not violate any law, so says Donald J. Trump. Hot damn. Finally, a president who understands that we don't need a president, we need a Führer. He gets his ear shot by a sniper, and now he's convinced God herself has anointed him our new savior. Why else would he be spared unless by heavenly intervention? Unquestionably, the boy is anointed. He's been sent to save America. I know I'm putting myself in the gun sights of future enemy list, but geez, let's put a couple feet on terra firma here. This is a guy who grew up with some serious issues. Maybe not loved enough. Maybe just wants some serious attention from the old money mob, the literati, the New York elite. I'm not a psychiatrist, and I don't play one on TV. But I doubt you need a medical degree to identify psychosis when it lays a trip on you. Come on, the fella has a thin skin and far too much money. Gonna lay some leather on the people who offended him. Plenty of those. From the impeachment folks to the judges who found him guilty of, well, found him guilty of plenty. Witch hunts, political persecution, weaponized judiciary. He's gonna show you what that really looks like. Because he's got the bully pulpit, and the bully is in charge. Sure, some folks are cheering him on. The man with the monkey wrench, mass firings of government employees, mass deportations of undocumented immigrants, investigations of anyone who had a part in his impeachments or his felony trials, denigration of former allies who may have slighted him in the past, primary revenge against his political enemies or any legislator that defies his will. They love it. Drain the swamp. No, sir. Blow it up with dynamite. Sweet revenge, right? Right? Well, the bull is in the china shop, all right. Moving fast, breaking things. Not going to matter to you, the voter. You aren't a government slacker. Employee, I mean. You haven't hired an Hispanic lawn maintenance outfit or a construction crew to build your new house. You aren't worried your kids' school funding will diminish their education. You maybe weren't planning to buy an electric vehicle. You weren't planning a vacation to a national park. You don't live in a fire danger zone. No sweat off your brow. But, maybe you are one of the 1/4 of Americans who get Medicaid. Maybe you have kids and grandkids that will have to worry about global warming and those fires and hurricanes. Maybe you'd like someone looking after the quality of your food, the cleanliness of your water, or the purity of the air you breathe. If you're a rural resident, you might not have considered that eliminating U.S. aid meant all those food crops we sent to other countries was 40% what you grew. Those clinics and hospitals you thought were a long drive? Well, better hope the price of gas goes down. They'll be a lot farther when the ones you got now close. I know, you really hated COVID lockdowns and those masks and the vaccines. You didn't know any of the over 1 million people who died of that disease, and probably don't believe the statistics anyway. The other 5 or 6 million deaths overall, just foreigners. So you probably are happy the guy running the health department doesn't much believe in vaccines. Well, let's hope the bird flu doesn't mutate. Although it has infected more birds now and even a few humans. Yeah, okay, you're mostly bothered by the price of eggs. Maybe you voted your pocketbook. Price of eggs, price of gas, no affordable housing, no affordable rents. You wanted government off your back, and you wanted a tax break. Maybe you even wanted the deficit reduced. Well, the rich will get a big break. The deficit will take off. If you're lucky, you'll get a little back too. Not much. Don't count on that. You voted for a billionaire with his billionaire pals. You didn't vote for a philanthropist. In fact, you didn't really know who you voted for.